Hi, this is Oscar, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a body of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
A poll about what?
A variety of public issues facing Hector County. Pretty much it's a survey in regards of issues facing Hector County at the moment. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
I'm registered to vote.
I'm sorry?
I am.
All right. Now let me ask you, do you live within the city limits of Odessa or do you live outside of the city limits?
Within.
And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track at the moment?
Say the wrong track.
Wrong track? Got it. Now, based on what you are seeing in Hector County, what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment?
School. Class size. Not enough school.
Not enough schools? Okay, give me just 1 second. And now, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
That's fair.
Okay, got it. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Worse.
And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
In Hector County, that's always day by day.
So you're very concerned about that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, I am going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate in each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. So let's start with the first one, which is being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
And what was that supposed to answer on those?
Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
It's
how
good.
Would you rate that? It's good? Okay. And what about offering job opportunities in your field?
In my field, it's good.
It's good? Okay. And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
4.
What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Ooh, very poor.
And now moving on to the other one, availability of quality healthcare.
Fair.
What about quality of the public schools?
4.
What about public transportation?
4.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
A vibrant nightlife?
Yes. With clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
That's it, fair.
Okay. And what about effective leadership from elected officials?
4.
Availability of affordable housing.
4.
What about public safety and low crime?
Fair.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
4.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Fair.
And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museum, and music.
Fair.
Got it. We are halfway in the survey right now. Thank you so much that you are taking the time to talk with me about that. I really appreciate your help. So now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like you, for example. Do you think that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor as a place to live, Hector County?
That's fair.
Good. Okay. What about young and single people?
4.
What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
I say fair.
Fair? Okay. And what about for retirees?
Poor.
And about immigrants from other countries?
It's fair.
Fair? Okay. And what about racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
And what about people living below the poverty line?
Like, can they, should they come here? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. As a place to live for those type of people, what do you think? It's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That's the bad thing, because that's one of those questions that it's like, if you come here and you want to work, you can get some work and do some stuff, but if you're lazy, not a good place for you to be.
Oh, got it. And there's it, so pretty much based on that, it's poor, right?
Yeah.
It all depends on you, of course.
Yeah, because it's like, it can get expensive here quick.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't feel like working, you ain't going to make it.
That will be hard. Got it. Now, what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? Ector County is a place
good
to live. Good. Okay. And what about families with children?
Fair.
Fair. Got it. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
It's good.
That's good. All right. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll stay about the same.
All right. And, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Got it. And thinking about community development, generate solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
All right. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all.
Understood. And based on that, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
To move away? Or to
To move from Ector County in the next 5 years.
Not very likely.
Very likely. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from that area?
Oh, no, I said not very likely.
Oh, got it. Sorry about that. So finally, we are just on 85% completion on this. We are running a little bit with that, so thank you so much for all your answers. So finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Other. Okay. And what is your age?
36.
32 or 36? I'm sorry.
36.
Okay. Gotcha. And do you have a school-age child living in your household at the moment?
Yes.
All right. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
All right. And is anyone in your household employee in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, between 40,000, 74,000, or above the 75,000?
Above.
All right. And are you currently employee full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently an employee?
Full-time.
Got it. And this is a question that I have here in the survey, so I had to do it. So in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
All right. Sir, that completes our survey today. Thank you very much for all your time. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay? And take care. Thank you.
No problem.
A good one. Bye-bye.